From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Adrian and his issues, what do you make of them?
Well, it was one of the shortest media releases I have ever seen. So very much short, sweet, and as expected, we quite like that. So rates are on hold, risks are balanced, which is all, as I say, as expected. I think you would describe it as a neutral statement or sort of business as usual. Market reaction was very muted. The official cash rate is firmly on hold. We've had six consecutive on hold decisions. So the last time the official cash rate moved was a 25 basis point hike in May last year, but we all still sit expectantly waiting something to happen at each occasion. So look, in my view, the Reserve Bank's fairly confident that monetary policy settings are working. To delve into a little bit of detail, the interest that we can sort of delve comes from the record of the committee, the Monetary Policy Committee meeting, where they look at the assessment of those current risks. So here they say policy settings continue to constrain demand broadly as expected. No kidding. There is the slightly ominous comment. So this comment straight from those minutes. There is limited tolerance to increase the time to achieve the inflation target while inflation is outside of the band, so slightly ominous. But at the same time, noting that the ongoing restrictive monetary policy in an environment of weak global growth could lead to a more rapid decline in inflation than expected. So there's your two opposing forces. And at some stage, that balance tips in favour of one or the other. So the scenario right now, I think, for the RB, Mike, inflation moderates because the economy as well, to use a technical term, it's a bit buggered, within the time frame indicated. So inflation is inside the 3% upper band by the end of the year. That allows the OCR to come down. But there's a fair bit that could deviate from that scenario, Mike. So here's the thing. One thing I want to comment on. The statement noted that Q1 CPI, which is due out next week, could surprise to the upside versus their February monetary policy statement forecast of 0.4. So it could print higher, could be, I don't know, 0.7, 0.8. Then they have to wait for the Q2 CPI figure. We don't get that until July.
Yeah.
So it feels like August to me is a bit early for them to cut because they simply won't have
the
data.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won't.
Q1's going to have to be, a lot of tourism is going to have taken place in Q1 for that to be the upside, don't you reckon?
Well, no, but you see, we get these selected price indexes as well, which have been coming out on a month by month basis. 45% of the CPI is in there, and there's been some things that have crept up. They should look through them. Things like airfares and stuff like that have crept up, which is now people are putting their forecasts up.
Okay, I'm looking at the Dow. They don't like what happened, do they?
They don't. 473 points of not like in your face. So we're looking at, I look at inflation around the world at the moment, Mike, and the developed nations, and the battle is being won in general. But for me, the issue is when do you declare victory? So if I look at US share markets under pressure, that 470 points in the Dow and over 1% on the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 as well, because the CPI overnight in the US for March is printed at 0.4. It was expected at 0.3, ex food and energy, also 0.4. So you're sitting at 3.4 for the year on the headline. Ex food and energy is sitting at 3.8. It doesn't seem like much, but there's a fair bit of optimism that Fed rate cuts will occur this year. So Fed was very recently suggesting 3 rate cuts. Market's now getting skeptical because that's the third straight higher than expected measure of underlying inflation. So you have to consider that as well as the fact they've got a very strong labor market, Mike, those big non-farm payroll numbers. It's not really an environment conducive to reducing monetary policy settings because you've got growth, you've got spending, that's okay, but you want it without inflation. Now, their wholesale interest rates, Mike, they've moved a lot overnight. 2-year has moved up 21 basis points to 4.95%. In December, that was at 4.14. So it was down near 4. It's almost at 5%. So that's going to push our wholesale rates up today in New Zealand, even though we're in quite a different place.
Yeah, give us all the other numbers.
I will give you all the numbers. The Dow Jones, 501 points down, 1.3%, 38,381. As I said, 1% falls in the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ as well. Overnight, the FTSE 100 up 26 points, 7,961. The Nikkei was down just under 0.5%, 39,581. Shanghai Composite down 21 points overnight, 3,027. The Aussies yesterday gained 0.3%, 7,845. 0.48. The NZX 50 yesterday was up 55 points, 0.46%, 11,971. Now, what's happened because of those interest rate moves, the inflation, US dollar is stronger, which means Kiwi dollar is weaker, 0.5983 against the US, 0.9171 against the Aussie, 0.5564 euro, 0.4766 pounds, 91.41 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,338. Brent crude has gone up. Kiwi dollar down. Brent crude up at $90. That's also a headwind for the RB from the point of view of inflation. So, look, it's going to be interesting times over the next month, Mike.
Ain't that the truth? And that's why you're here. Yep. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.